Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McKay, Michelle Knezvik, Nick Kieser hanging out on the ones and the twos on this Friday. Ja Morant, 25-game suspension. I feel like a lot of people were thinking it was going to be more. And I think there were some people that were hoping it was going to be more.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair to say. I think the consensus that it was going to be significant was there. Whether it be 25, whether it be 30, whether it be half the season. I did quickly, Chase, want to get to Adam Silver released a statement. So, quote, Ja Morant's decision to once again wield the firearm on social media is alarming and concerning, even his similar conduct in March, for which he has already been suspended 8 games, said Commissioner Adam Silver. The potential for other young people to emulate Ja's conduct is particularly concerning under these circumstances. We believe a suspension of 25 games is appropriate and makes it clear that engaging in reckless and irresponsible behavior with guns will not be tolerated. For Ja, basketball needs to take a back seat at this time. Prior to his return to play, he will be required to formulate and fulfill a program with the league that directly addresses the circumstances that led him to repeat his destructive behavior. That was coming from NBA Commissioner Adam Silver in regards to the Ja Morant 25-game suspension.
Yeah, and the other part of it, too, is there are conditions, you know, that he has to meet to be able to return, and that's important. I think people gloss over that because you just see the number, you see 25 games.
Sure.
The condition part is very important, and so I'm sure those are basically along the lines of don't do dumb bleep to hurt the team.
Yeah, whether it's a program that, you know, I know in the eight-day suspension, he said that he went to Florida to be a part of some rehab facility. So whether this 25-game suspension where he's not able to be at any NBA events, preseason games, nothing, practice, none of that. So whether that's some sort of counseling, rehab, program to just help get him on the right track and see kind of what the root of the problem is, so something like this doesn't happen again. And like you said, he will have check marks to meet before he's actually able to come back. So it's 25 games for now, but if those things aren't met, then we could see it potentially being longer. It's up to him.
So one thing that has been discussed quite a bit lately, we've seen NFL players get suspended. Calvin Ridley missed the entire year because of gambling and betting, specifically betting on the NFL. Now, the rules that are in place for players are, you know, I think in some ways confusing. You cannot bet on the NFL, but you can bet on other sports as long as it's not in a team facility or on a team bus or things like that. And now the other part of this is the NFL prohibits all non-players from betting on sports. So, like, if you work for the team, you can't bet on anything.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, it doesn't make sense.
Well, if the employees of the teams can't bet on anything, then why can the players?
Right. And, like, from my understanding, like, if you're on a team trip, like, you can't even go play blackjack. Like, you can't go do anything. Like, if you're, let's say the Titans go play the Raiders in Vegas and you're in the traveling party, you can't even go to the casino and play blackjack, from what I understand.
Yeah, I don't understand that, because
I don't either.
You know, in my head I knew, because I have friends or colleagues who work for teams, NFL teams, and in my head I knew that. And I know a lot of that is similar. If you work for a college athletic program, you're not allowed to either. So, you know, if you're seeing this problem happen with players and you're seeing, you know, the NFL gambling rule be broken and all of your employees of an NFL team aren't allowed to gamble, then why don't you just ban it across the board and not allow the players to gamble at all? I mean, if your employees aren't, they're employees of the team.
Right.
I mean, I don't understand that at all.
So there's a report on Pro Football Talk that that one player in the NFL lost $8 million from gambling in 2022. That is astonishing. And so the question arises, should it be a hard, fast rule that if you're an active player, you can't bet on anything? Or what is the best way to police this? Because the other part of it is a little hypocritical, because the NFL is making boatloads of money by getting in bed with gambling companies now, because it's legal in a lot of places. And so we have seen this uptick in advertising. You know, obviously, we talk about Superbook and those things. And so it's what is the fine line in all of this? You know, obviously, I agree with the policy that you can't have a player betting on the sport they play.
Sure.
Because you're then really getting into a sticky area, and the integrity of the game comes into question, and you can't do that.
Yeah.
So I totally get that. But is the answer to basically just tell players, hey, it's got to be like employees. Like if you're receiving a paycheck from a National Football League organization, you can't bet on sports, period. That's the question.
I mean, if everybody who I just if you work for the organization, you can't, then the players shouldn't, especially since, you know, you tried it out where they could bet on certain things, and now you've had all these issues, Calvin Ridley, and then, you know, a bunch of Lions players this year, and the Indianapolis Colts player, which happened a couple weeks ago. I mean, okay, ban it across the board then, right? These players are all getting lengthy suspensions. Your players, or I mean, your employees of the Indianapolis Colts, Tennessee Titans, none of them can do it. Nobody works in the PR department. Nobody works in the marketing department can, you know, bet on something. Anything, not just the NFL, anything. So why can the players? I think you just need to make it the same message across the board. Either it's every single person who's employed by the NFL, you cannot bet on anything. Or if the players are allowed to bet on college football, any other sport, then the employees of the team should be allowed to do the same. I don't understand why there is a hierarchy. I don't even know if that's the correct word for something like this, but I don't understand why there's a split.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, if you think there's some sort of, you know, inside information, okay, the players have it too. Like, if the employees can't do anything.
Yeah. I mean,
it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense to me either. I don't know. I want to continue this discussion, and I would love to know what everybody else thinks. 615-737-1025 is our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. You'll also hear some comments from Charles Robinson from yesterday on Robbie and Rex Road, how he feels about this when it comes to gambling and the NFL. That's all next. Chase and Michelle, 1025, 1063, The Game. Chase and Michelle, 1025-1063, The Game. Visit thegamenashville.com/events to get a special ticket link for the Nashville Sounds Saturday game against the Gwinnett Stripers. For every ticket purchase through this link, the Sounds will donate a portion of the sales to the Boys and Girls Club of Middle Tennessee. And they also have a block party tomorrow on Junior Gilliam Way from 3 to 5 in honor of 615 Week, with live music, inflatables, balloons, balloon artists, food trucks, hair braiding, and more. Maybe I'll go get my hair braided. I don't think there's enough, but
well, you could get a rat tail. Rex Road tells us that he always wanted a rat tail, but his parents.
Wait, Chase with frosted tips might look pretty goofy too.
See, I never
that
did.
That was the trend. My brother had that.
I never did it. It my age, they did.
Yeah.
But what's I shouldn't tell this, but I'm going to. What's funny is I can think of two people from my class that did the frosted tips that are bald as a cue ball now.
Oh, that's actually – well, I mean, listen, bleach destroys your hair.
Right.
So.
Like, I don't know if there's a correlation, but, like, I just, you know.
Well, it's funny, the trends, right? So Rex Road, when he was around, he wanted the rat tail, which, oh, gosh. I'm happy that your parents had no Rex.
I could totally see Joe with a rat tail.
Just be happy there's no pictures of that. And then
Joe had a mullet, didn't he?
I don't know if he had a mullet. Oh,
I could see Joe with a mullet, too.
Then the frosted tips, and then it was like the Justin Bieber hair. Like, those were three distinct ones.
I just never did I mean,
you kind of had. I feel like I saw old photos with the swoop across.
I had the swoop, yeah, because it was really, really thick, and so, and then I had a cowlick, and so it would just, it kind of did its own thing. But I had like, if I would go a while without a haircut, like it looked like a helmet. Like, that's how much hair there was.
It's like a bowl cut kind of, but just yeah, a lot of
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it was bad, and then I discovered what product was, and it was better.
There you go.
But so. Little bit of an aside, but taking your calls and text 615-737-1025 on how you feel about players and gambling. Now, I'm going to say that, like, if there is an understanding, and this is the rule, hey, you can go, if you play in the NFL and you want to go bet on a basketball game, that's fine. But the moment we find out that you're betting on one of our games, you're out. You're out for a year. I'm good with that. I am totally fine with that. Now, if you want to bet on a college football game, I don't have an issue with that. You know, that's a part of – you have to have self-control. That is a part of it. And some people do and some people don't. And that's why there are things in place to try and help people through that. Mm-hmm. You know, we always read the – if you have a gambling problem, you know, the Tennessee Red Line.
1-800-889-9789.
Right, or 1-800-GAMBLER. So they have things in place to help you with that. But – I also think if you're an employee of an NFL team, I get if you say, no, you cannot bet on the NFL, okay, fine. But I do think it's silly to have two separate rules where I don't matter to the game at all. Like if I'm just like a ticket rep and I can't bet on anything, that makes no sense. So they need to make up come up with a consistent set of rules for everybody. And then the PA and the NFL need to work together on this because right now basically the NFL is making the rule. And I think that they have to work through that in a different way. Charles Robinson was on yesterday on Robbie and Rex Road, and I thought gave some interesting points on this whole situation.
After we all talked last week about sovereign wealth funds, right, and this idea of, like, let's say the Saudis coming in and buying a team or whatever – I talked to a bunch of executives, started working on a story that's going to run actually, I think, today. And I brought up the gambling aspect. And one of the things that this executive said that I thought was really interesting, he said, look, the reason why our embrace of gambling is different than the idea of Saudi money coming in or sovereign wealth funds coming in and owning a team is, they said, that only affects one team. He said the reason why gambling is so much of an overarching issue and why everyone has to come into some kind of agreement together on it is because it really does raise all boats. Yes, it raises the revenues for teams, no question about that. It makes owners richer, but it also significantly raises the ability of the salary cap to go higher and higher and higher. So it raises all boats for the NFLPA as well. And so everyone needs to be a direct partner in this embrace of gambling. And so sort of what he said was, we got off into the side tangent about gambling. He said there needs to be just an agreement for players when they enter the league. They have to understand we're all in this together. If you want to play professional football, you're not going to be allowed to gamble. Well, you're a professional athlete for us, and that's how it's going to be. And the reason for that is the collective good. You might not be able to see it right in your paycheck, but I guarantee you're making more money in the NFL, and you're going to be closer to getting your pension, and your pension's going to be enriched, and your benefits are going to be enriched.
That was Charles Robinson yesterday on Robbie and Rex Road, and I agree with him. I mean, there needs to be collaboration and be a partnership between, you know, the players and the league in figuring this out, because it's right now just – feels like it, there's a direction, but it just they're on two different sides.
No, I agree, and I think how Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports laid it out there really nicely, you know, making sure that the communication is very, very clear, especially when they come into the league, you know, as a rookie. Hey, make sure that they understand these rules, right? You know, you got to study your playbook. Right, you can't be ignorant to not know your playbook. Well, you need to know the rules and you need to study the rules of what you can and cannot do as an NFL player. And you can't be ignorant to say, well, I didn't know. Okay, well, this is your job. This is your responsibility to know what you can and can't do. And I think that, you know, laying it out and saying, You are allowed to bet in your house, on your phone, anywhere except for on our premise, on our buses, on our cars, on our planes, in our locker room. And you can't bet on the NFL. Everything except the NFL, fair game. You just can't touch the NFL. And, you know, by other people betting on the NFL, and as the game, you know, is already king but continues to grow even more, and as sports betting grows even more, you know, it is helping make so much money. And that will, you know, increase your paycheck. You will see some of that, because, you know, you talk about, well, it's not fair. You know, I play in the NFL. Well, you know, some of that money will come back to you in a paycheck or your pension, Charles Robinson mentioned. Like, I think that needs to be very clear. And, you know, why not set up, you know, every couple years they're supposed to do, you know, for your insurance, sometimes I have to take safe driving classes online and it can help reduce your insurance. Well, why don't they do something like that? And people might laugh at that. Well, you know, you're trying to set up your players for the best situation possible. I mean, you know, have it be a part of, you know, they got to do physicals every year. Have it just be a part of that, right? They're already getting paid a lot of money, you know, and it might be annoying, but, you know, the reality is other players are breaking the rules. People will continue to break the rules. And you don't ever want to be in a situation where you don't know the rules, and or you're in a state, like all states have different rules as well with sports gambling.
Yeah.
So you never want to get yourself caught in a situation like
that. Well, and the thing too is, a texter points out, I mean, you can make the rules more harsh, you can make the punishment harsher, but, you know, some people aren't going to do it anyway. And so you just have to understand, like, okay, fine. But don't complain when you get suspended for 2 years or you get kicked out of the league because you decided to drop a $50 bet, you know, or whatever on a game.
I mean, look at just society as a whole. It's illegal to drink and drive.
Yep. And how many
people do that and test the line or toe the line so many times? I understand that. You can make the rules, you know, more harsh. Some people aren't going to care.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're the NFL, if you're a head coach, you'd rather find that out sooner than later so you don't invest a lot into them and then, you know, have them out for a full season, and like that could hurt your team. If it's your quarterback, right, changes the trajectory of your team. So I think a year suspension, I think that's fine. But I agree. I think it should be, you know, something that is talked about in a meeting with the NFLPA, and just make sure that everybody knows is on the same page, because ignorance won't be an excuse.
Coming up next, we are a week away from Ally 400 weekend at the Nashville Super Speedway. We will tell you more about that, how you can get tickets. Matt Graetschy, their GM, will join us, because it's going to be a fun weekend. That's all ahead. Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McCabe, Michelle Knezovic with you. You know we are your racing station. A week from today, it all gets underway at the Nashville Super Speedway Ally 400 weekend. Going to be awesome. We say hello to Matt Graetschy from the Nashville Super Speedway, their GM. Matt, it's almost here. It's hard to believe it's a week away. How are you?
Good. Good morning, Chase. Good morning, Michelle. Appreciate you having us. And yeah, we are one short week away from our NASCAR triple header coming back to us for our third annual. But we're ramped up. We're excited to host all these great fans coming into the tremendous market that we are in Nashville, and can't wait.
Well, I just saw the press release about 15 minutes ago that got me very excited, because in all the years of going out to the Nashville Super Speedway, there was this guy named Carl Edwards that did a lot of backflips at your racetrack. You all are going to honor him with the Ally 400 weekend. Carl, of course, has been out of NASCAR for a while, but that's really cool that you guys are going to be able to do that.
You, along with many others, are excited for us to host him here. We're honored that he's going to come to us at Nashville Super Speedway. Just recently, he was named one of NASCAR's top 75 drivers ever for us to come here. And you are right. Plenty of backflips here in his day. He is our winningest driver ever, with 6 victories here at Nashville Super Speedway. And for us to host him next Sunday during the Ally 400, we'll be getting him fan-facing. He'll be out there. He'll be seeing folks. He'll be getting interviews. So come on out and see us, and you'll be able to see Carl Edwards.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, of course, he shocked everybody when he retired at a young age. But he's kind of shown his face a little bit and even hinted that maybe he might jump back in a race car at some point in time. So that will be really cool. What are some other things that people can expect? How can they get tickets? Again, we're a week away.
Yep, week away, June 23 through 25, so next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tickets for the Sunday race, Ally 400, are going quick. NashvilleSuperspeedway.com is your outlet. Follow us on social, keep up with the news. Also, if you want to call, 1-866-RACETICKS is your outlet. But we'll be action-packed throughout the weekend. Friday night is our Rackley Roofing 200 Craftsman Truck Series race. Then we'll go into a daytime race on Saturday for our Tennessee Lottery 250 Xfinity Series race. And then we'll go primetime on Sunday night, June 25th, for our Ally 400 coming back to you. But we're full of entertainment. We've got Nate Bargatze that's going to be out here as well. He'll be the honorary pace car driver. And Parker McCollum's giving a pre-race concert, so country artist there. And the fan zone is as full as we've ever seen it. So it's going to be action-packed out there with driver appearances, music, merchandise, family entertainment, and that's all free outside of the gates to come enjoy before all the race and action starts on track each day.
One thing that's so cool about this event, this race, because it's Nashville, Matt, is you never know who you're going to run into. Michelle's a huge NBA fan, and I'm getting ready for pre-race last year, and I turn and there's Bam Adebayo hanging out in the infield. So that's got to be cool for you all, knowing that there's going to be a lot of people from all walks of life that are going to check out your race.
We are. Yeah, Bam just got done with the NBA Finals. They came just short, but we'd welcome him to come back. But we are we're booking up with a lot of celebrities and VIPs coming in. So I encourage everybody to follow our socials as we announce those, as more will be on property, and just to enjoy our Nashville Super Speedway weekend. Middle Tennessee, Nashville is a great place to be, and that's, I think, what attracts all those celebrities and VIPs to come to our NASCAR weekend.
And there's also, you know, you got the off week this week, but there's a buildup that, even though racing's going to start a week from today, next Friday, for 3 days, but I know you have a lot of different events. Darrell Waltrip's involved in some things with the Nashville Super Speedway. And so how cool is that to have kind of the buildup and make a whole week out of it?
Yeah, the driver's getting some extra rest. They'll be raring to go next weekend. But we kick off the second half of the NASCAR season coming up next weekend. NBC's broadcast window starts with us. And, yeah, Darrell's a great advocate for us, a local legend for us as well. And we're looking forward to hosting him next weekend as well.
Yeah, that's going to be cool to have him involved. Also, the Green Room Lounge, which is a really cool thing, an exclusive VIP experience that people can get involved in. If they're interested in that, how can they get into the Green Room?
Yeah, look online, NashvilleSuperspeedway.com. That's an elevated premium experience outside of Turn 4. It's an all-inclusive climate-controlled ticket that gets you trackside outside of Turn 4. Really, really cool views to come see the action on the track. Those tickets are going really, really quickly. So if anybody's interested, please visit us at NashvilleSuperspeedway.com.
And Matt, we know it's June, and it's going to be a night race Sunday night, be a night race Friday. But as you mentioned, the Xfinity Series race will be in the day. And so how can fans stay cool when they're at the racetrack all weekend?
We have ramped up our heating, cooling solutions. We've got a lot more misting tents, shade areas that are throughout the venue, and free water refill stations spread out throughout the venue. But do prepare. Drink plenty of water. Bring your sunscreen. Middle Tennessee can be a little bit warm, but we've done everything we can. And you're right. Come 6 o'clock, the grandstands on Sunday night are going to be shaded, and everybody's going to be able to be comfortable and enjoy the race for the Ally 400.
Well, I know one thing. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited to be a part of it again next Friday, getting it going, and then watching the Cup cars under the lights Sunday night will be fantastic. Thanks as always, Matt, and we'll see you next weekend.
Thanks, Jason. Can't wait to see you next week with you on the mic and bringing the action to the fans. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Matt Grechy, the GM of the Nashville Super Speedway, joining us. Ally 400 weekend next weekend, and you can go to NashvilleSuperspeedway.com. Tickets are going fast. I've heard they've done very, very well with ticket sales, which I love to see, and love some night racing. But be cool that cousin Carl Edwards is going to be back in the fold. He won there quite a bit back in the day.
Well, how many days ago did we get to go there and we got to ride in some cars? Yeah. That was a couple weeks ago. It was fun. It was exciting. We got to meet some of the drivers. A lot of media came out, so I'm excited to see what that place looks like actually packed.
I am told that some Titans might be doing some hot laps.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That might be happening. But
listen, I was a little skirt, and we weren't even in the real cars.
See, you haven't done the race car. I did the race car last year, and it's intimidating because we were with Josh Williams, who was, I think, having some fun with us in a Mustang, but putting us right up against the wall, and you go diving down into the turn, and you're thinking the back end's going to come around, but it just shows you the grip that you can get on that track and gives you a completely different perspective when you're in the car and looking at it from that way. But it's been cool. And the thing about Carl Edwards that you'll find cool, whenever he won a race, he would do a backflip off the car.
I love it.
That was his celebration. And so he would jump up on the door frame and do a backflip. Saw him do several of the – I think I was at every one of his wins.
Has he landed everyone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He never messed one up from what I saw.
Not going
to lie. No, what was funny is my dad surprised me one time and got us pit passes.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was in college at this point, and so it was a Saturday night race. It was a Xfinity Series. It was then called, I think it might have still been the Busch Series. So we were there, and we're walking through the pits and everything. Carl wins the race, and the rule about a racetrack is you're in their land, so you got to keep your head on a swivel and watch out. He almost hit me going into victory lane. But it was okay.
That's probably on a camera somewhere.
It might be. But Cousin Carl won.
Keep your head on a swivel.
Won a lot of races at the Nashville Super Speedway. So looking forward to that. We'll have we'll be airing all three races from Nashville Super Speedway. So the Rackley Roofing 200, the truck race Friday night, the Tennessee Lottery 250 Xfinity race on Saturday, and of course the Alley 400 Sunday night. And you will hear a familiar voice doing driver intros. So
is his name Chase McCabe?
It might be. So looking forward to that, and appreciate all everything that they have done. There is a statement from Ja Morant on his 25-game suspension. We'll give you that next here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McCabe, Michelle Knezvik, Nick Kieser here on this Friday. I'll be doing afternoons today, 2 to 6, with Big Joe Dubin filling in for Jared. So looking forward to that. Going to talk to Eastern Kentucky coach Walt Wells at 3:30. A lot of things I want to hit him with. We kind of talked about this of scheduling when it comes to Power 5, Group of 5, mm-hmm. getting it from the perspective of a coach that has been in every aspect of college football for a long time. So looking forward to that at 3:30. Chad Withrow at 5. We've got some other fun things sprinkled in there as well. We're going to talk to...
It's Fireball Hot Take Friday. What are your hot takes?
Fireball Hot Take Friday. But we're also going to talk to a couple of parents of a UT baseball player and get their perspective from Omaha. Yeah. So
that'll be great. That'll be awesome.
It'll be cool. So the College World Series is here. Omaha, looking forward to that for sure. Ja Morant has released a statement on his 25-game suspension.
Yeah, so here was Ja's this was tweeted out by Adrian Wojnarowski, other known as Woj. Statement from Ja Morant, quote, "I've had time to reflect and realize how much hurt I've caused. I want to apologize to the NBA, the Grizzlies, my teammates, and the city of Memphis, to Adam Silver and company, who gave me the opportunity to be a professional athlete and who have supported me. I'm sorry for the harm I've done. To the kids who look up to me, I'm sorry for failing you as a role model. I promise I'm going to be better. To all of my sponsors, I'm going to be better. Representation of our brands and all my fans, I'm going to make it up to, I promise. I'm spending the offseason and my suspension continuing to work on my own mental health and decision making. I'm also going to be training so that I'm ready when I can get back on the court. I know my teammates are going to hold it down, and I'm so sorry I won't be out there with you at the beginning of the season. I hope you all give me a chance to prove to you over time I'm a better man than what I've been showing," end quote. That was from Ja Morant on his 25-game suspension.
And you know what? The key thing for me is then what he has been showing. Show me. Show me. Show me what you who you really are.
I agree, Chase. I mean, he released a similar statement when the first incident happened and he was suspended for 8 games. And we saw something similar to this. You know, I'm going to go to Florida. I'm going to get some help. I'm going to take a little time away. But the reality is they were in the middle of the season and he was focused on the playoffs.
Yeah.
And it was a little slap on the wrist and then he was back and they had their little bit of a playoff run.
And you could tell
run,
he,
and,
I mean, you could definitely tell there was distraction,
of
like
course.
With that whole team.
Yeah, and you had injuries along with all of this going on, and then, you know, this happened again, and the NBA, you know, says something. I think it probably could have been more games, right? I mean,
yeah. The more I sit here and think about it, the more I'm like,
I kind of, you know, I think in my head, I don't know why, but 25 had been a number that was thrown around. So I think when I saw the initial news that broke about an hour ago, Chase, I wasn't surprised. But the more, you know, we talk about this situation and, you know, we're seeing guys getting suspended for a year for gambling.
And that's my problem. This is where things get very tone deaf, I think, at times, because it's like, read the room. Especially in the state of Tennessee right now.
Yeah.
Like, what this city in particular just witnessed, you know, months ago and is still recovering from and is going to be recovering from for a long time, where 6 innocent people, 3 of them children, lost their lives because of a senseless act. And you have an NBA player showing a gun, trying to be cool, when gun control is a major, major topic right now. And so, like, when that happened, when he did that, I even said, read the room, man. Like, you got to – you are a public figure. You mm-hmm. got to have better sense. And so my – it's kind of the same thought to the NBA and Adam Silver of, like, hey, you really want to send a message. 25 games is significant. I mean, I get that.
Sure.
But I also understand the argument for more. And then you turn around and, you know, you see players get suspended for a year for gambling, like you said. You know, there's been instances that have happened in any sport where there's domestic violence and it's mm-hmm. less, and it's just like perception is a very important thing, and you got to show that you're serious. And so I tie that into John Morant and his statement. Like, okay, you said everything you needed to say in that statement. Show me. Back it up. Do something about it. Don't talk about it. Be about it. And that's my thing. Because, like, just being 100% with you, I'm not a big John Morant fan right now. And he's got to earn me back like he's got to earn a lot of people back.
When we talk so much, Chase, about the culture in Memphis on how once a lot of this happened – you know, you take us back to a year ago. They were the young team who everybody wanted to see be able to beat the Warriors in the postseason. And with, you know, the Ja Morant incidences and the Dylan Brooks, it was a really hard team to root for because of some of the culture problems that you were seeing surface. And now you look at the situation, not only happening once, but happening back-to-back within a 2.5-month span. And the unfortunate reality about sports sometimes is, do you think if this was a Dylan Brooks doing this, he would even get a second chance with the Grizzlies? Probably not,
yep.
Considering he was cut after, you know, just some, I guess, you know, attitude issues or whatever it really was, you know, his comments from the Memphis Grizzlies. Ja Morant is their franchise guy. He's what they've invested in. And this suspension comes, and it really ties into what we've been talking about all show long, Chase, and about, you know, players getting suspended for a year for gambling. And we see, you know, maybe there's not a specific rule written in, you know, the NBA contract that, hey, there's a rule in here saying that you can't gamble, which equals 1 year suspension. A lot of times the conduct is general terms, but people use that as a gray area. That's what we've seen with, you know, sexual assault incidences. You know, the whole Deshaun Watson situation of only getting suspended 11 games, right? I mean, if you were to show people, if you were to give them an A, B, and C, hey, match up the situation with the suspension in professional leagues, and you were to lay out Deshaun Watson's incident, you were to lay out Calvin Ridley's incident, and you were to lay out Ja Morant's incident, and you were to say, hey, pick to me which one gets the year suspension.
right,
and I tell you it's Calvin Ridley,
right,
you probably would look at me a little bit funny.
Yeah, not 100%. I couldn't say that any better. I mean, 100%. It just you get a year for gambling, and you get 25 games for breaking a rule,
like breaking the law. Well,
he didn't break. He didn't break the law.
I was talking Deshaun Watson. Sorry. Yeah. Yes, he did not. No, allowed to.
Right. Right, yeah, but Deshaun Watson, 100%, like, broke law, and I didn't even bring that up, you know, but it just, they got to figure this stuff out. But so 25 games for Ja Morant. Big weekend, as it's the first weekend without basketball, without
hockey.
Yeah,
it's really sad, no basketball. I was just going to say something really quick.
Go ahead.
On the Ja Morant situation, because we had a text, and this isn't to get into gun laws or anything, but – you know, he's allowed to have a gun in Tennessee, yes. But the first thing, and we've been noted this, first thing when you get a gun, you know, you are supposed to abide by rules of having one, you know, not to use it carelessly in situations. So I think I just wanted to clarify that for a situation. But sure. You're right, Chase. No basketball this weekend, no NHL this weekend, but we do have a little Tennessee Vols and LSU baseball coming up tomorrow at – first pitch is 5 p.m. Central, I think.
Yeah, yeah, no, that'll be cool. They start the Vols will start their journey in Omaha. And so good luck to them. Obviously, we'll be talking a lot about that moving forward and the golden age that the Tennessee Athletics is in. The resurgence is what I like to call it. But
there you go, the resurgence.
But yeah, so looking forward to that. With them and see what happens there. Nashville SC in action against St. Louis at Geodis Park tomorrow night at 7:30. So we had Mike Jacobs on yesterday, talked to him about the run that they're on as they look to continue their unbeaten ways. Look, they've been fun. They've been fun to watch. I got to get back to another game.
The environment is so fun, and I feel like I just need to buy the tickets ahead of time so I can plan for it, because sometimes I'll see friends on social media at those games. And the environment, I mean, it's awesome. That stadium is packed more often than not, especially on a weekend game. And I love, you know, kind of the music traditions of the song, the Judah and the Lion song they play to start the game and the fan base they have there. It's just really exciting. And then, of course, when you can get, you know, a daddy's dog at a sporting event,
that's always
a great great combination. Some good food and some good sports as well, especially with some of the other sports dwindling down in this town.
Yep, and then you got the Sounds in town, too, against Gwinnett. And so you can check that out. And, again, they got their block party tomorrow, 3 to 5, to honor 615 week on Junior Gilliam Way. With music, inflatables, balloon artists, food trucks, hair braiding, and much more. So you can also go to thegamenashville.com/events to get a special ticket link for the Sounds Saturday game against Gwinnett. Every ticket purchased through that link, the Sounds will donate a portion of ticket sales to the Boys and Girls Club of Middle Tennessee. So that is very cool. That is going to do it for us today. Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace will be live at the NFL Alumni Golf Tournament. Coming up next, I'll also have afternoons for you today, 2 to 6 with Big Joe Dubin. Have a happy and safe weekend, everybody. Talk to you Monday.
Bye, Nashville.
Guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.